The following is a live interview with His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, aired on Estonian National Television on April 23, 2007.
Eestis on külas bhakti-jooga õpetaja Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, kes oli nõus meile täna varahommikul siia stuudiosse ka külla tulema. Tere hommikust! Ma usun, et teie käest on kohe alustuseks väga hea küsida seda, kuidas saada õnnelikuks või mida me peaksime tegema selle jaoks, et meil oleks hea olla.
So to begin, I think a good question would be that how can we be happy? What should we do in order to achieve happiness?
Yes, happiness is that which is actually desired by everyone.
Õnn on see, mida tegelikult kõik inimesed igatsevad.
It's the common denominator of a living being. Is there anybody that wants to be miserable?
Kas on kedagi, kes tahaks olla õnnetu?
It's really the universal desire of a living being.
Universaalse sooviga ühega inimestes.
The actual key to happiness is to actually know who you are.
See, et te peaksite teadma, kes te olete.
Nowadays, people don't really understand who they are. How can you be happy when you don't even know who you are? So, the Bhakti Yoga science is the system of actually awakening the dormant realization of the actual identity of the self. In normal everyday activity, we consider the body to be the self. I'm thinking I'm a male, you're thinking you're a female. I'm thinking I'm an American, you're thinking you're Estonian. I'm thinking I'm old, you're thinking you're middle-aged or young. These bodily conceptions, they come and they go, just like changings of the seasons. But there's actually a spiritual or non-material identity of the self, which is actual, where actual happiness is experienced. So the Bhakti Yoga science is a system of reconnecting us with our actual inner spiritual being. And when one can actually master that science, then you experience unlimited happiness at every minute. Things can be going on great in the world, or it can be bad also in the world. But because your happiness is coming from within, you can experience unlimited happiness in any and all situations. This is called self-realization. When one can actually realize who I am beyond this material body, even death becomes not a problem. Just like I came to this studio a minute ago. I walked through the door. Walking through the door is not something to be afraid of. So for a self-realized person, death is no more than walking from one room into another room. So this is what we are teaching, how to achieve unlimited happiness through the Bhakti Yoga system, self-realization.
Ma usun, et väga paljud televaatajad praegu mõtlevad selle peale, vaatavad teile otse ja mõtlevad selle peale, mis teil siia joonistatud on. Mida see täpselt tähendab?
I'm sure a lot of people who have been looking at you right now are trying to figure out what is drawn on your forehead.
Yes, this is the symbol of someone who has conquered over death.
Inimese sümboliga, kes on võitnud surma.
And I can also teach you how to conquer over death if you would like to learn.
Ja ma võin ka teile õpetada, kuidas võita surma, kui te soovite õppida.
Te olete Eestis siin mitte esimest korda. Kuidas eestlased teile tunduvad? Oleme me enam vähem aru saanud, kes me oleme?
So this is not your first trip to Estonia. Have Estonians more or less understood who we actually are?
Või kas saab üldse niimoodi küsida?
Or can we really ask like this?
Yes, the Estonian people have very good intelligence. And if they apply that intelligence to understand who they actually are beyond the material body, they will become the most realized, advanced nation on this planet.
It's incredible.
It is. It actually is.
Kas on mõnda sellist rahvust või riiki, mille puhul te kindla peale ütlete, et sealt midagi eriti head välja ei tule?
Is there a nation or state about whom you would say that they really have no hope, it's not going to be good at all?
I wouldn't say that about any nation
or
state. Because every living being throughout the entire world has that spiritual nature within. It's just who is willing to take the time to actually connect with their inner self. That's it. Actually, in any part of the world, there's always going to be certain people who are very eager to know about their inner self. You can go anywhere. I don't care where it is in the world. You can go to a rich nation, a powerful nation, a poor nation, a weak nation. Anywhere in the world, you will find people who are eager to know who they actually are beyond their body. This is the universal hankering of the soul. We're not satisfied with temporary happiness that comes from the body. In our everyday life, we do that. We get satisfaction from gratifying our body. But we never feel completely satisfied when we do that. Because we're not actually connecting with the self. We're just connecting with the covering of the self.
Kui palju inimesed asju peab olema? Kui palju teil asju on?
How many things people need to have? How many things do you have?
Well, the basic things we need. We need facility for eating.
Meil on vaja võimet.
We need facility for sleeping.
Meil on vaja ka kohta, kus me magame.
We need facility for mating.
Ja meil on ka vaja elada sugulasega.
And we need some ability to defend these things, to protect them.
Omama võimet, et me saame neid asju ka kaitsta.
If you have eating, sleeping, mating and defending, that's your basic material necessity.
Meil on olemas põhilised materiaalsed vajadused on olemas.
Ma tean, et te teete ka sellist kursust interneti teel. Kuivõrd on üldse võimalik sellised asju, millest me just praegu hommikul räägime, õpetada interneti teel? Jõuab see inimestele kohale, sest kui nad teid ei näe?
I also understand that you have a course over internet. So is it possible to teach these things over internet? Do they understand it if they don't actually see you?
Yeah, it's very successful. Here's the URL. www.backtohome.com.
Nii, see adress on www.backtohome.com.
backtohome.com.
Ja see on backtohome, backtohome.com.
I have thousands of students all over the world in over 100 countries.
Üle 100 riigis.
And I give personal instruction through the internet to any students who want it.
Ma siis juhendan inimesi isiklikult kõikki, kes seda soovivad.
And it's free, there's no charge.
Ja see on tasuta ka, siin ei ole mingit tasu
sellega. Ma just tahtsin küsida, et see kindlasti maksab midagi, et see ei saa päris tasuta olla, aga on tasuta, ja?
So that was my next question, actually. I was sure it will cost something, but so it's completely free?
Yes, it's completely free.
Täiesti tasuta.
We're maintained just by people give donations. They like what we're doing. We don't charge any money. People say, I'd like to donate to what you're doing. So we just live by donations. We don't ever charge a fee.
Me kunagi tasu ei võtta selle peale.
Miks te Eestis käite?
Why do you come to Estonia?
Well, it's a long story, but I introduced this course on the internet back in 2003. And one lady in Helsinki, she was she signed up for my course, and she invited me to come to Helsinki, and she arranged some lectures for me in
Helsinki.
And while I was here, somehow someone in Tallinn heard that I was in Helsinki, and they invited me to come to Estonia. So I didn't come on that visit, but the next time I came to Finland, then I came to Estonia because they had very enthusiastically invited me to come. And I've been coming ever since. I come twice a year to Europe, and every time I come to Estonia, I fly into Helsinki. I take lecture there, then I take the boat across the Gulf here, and then I spend about a week here, and then I go to Riga and
And then
Lithuania and Kaliningrad.
Kaliningradi.
And then I fly out of Riga back to the US.
Ja siis Riiast lendan Ameerika Ühendriikidesse.
Lõpetuseks. Meid vaatavad päris paljud inimesed ja mida öelda ühele inimesele, kuidas peaks üks päev või hommik tulema? Mida hommikul esimese asjana peaks teie arvates tegema?
Now to conclude, we have a lot of people looking at us who are just waking up. So what do you think what they should do for the start of the day? What's the first thing that they should start the day with?
The best thing one can do is chant the holy names of God.
On järjest lugeda Jumala pühasid nimesid.
If you're a Christian, you can chant the name of Christ. If you're a Muslim, you can chant the name of Allah. We chant these particular names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. These are the names of God in Sanskrit language. Is this like the sun is called the same thing? It has different names in different languages. But it's the same one sun. So similarly, there is only one God. Whether we say Christ, whether we say Allah, or whether we say Krishna, there is still that one supreme being who is the Father of us all. So every morning we could call out to that one supreme Father and beg him to please engage us this day in his service.
Thank you. Ja köögi.